It is another school day at Apenkwan Presbyterian Primary School in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, and pupils are studying science. But one member of the class is not in school today. Mary's mother has accompanied her to a parental clinic. The attendingness is advising her to eat more fruits and vegetables so she and her unborn baby will be healthy. Mary hasn't been to school for the past 5 months since she discovered she was pregnant. Like many young girls in deprived urban communities, Mary helps to support the family by selling kerosene after school. It was only one of those errands that a customer's husband, old enough to be her father, raped Mary. Now 15, she is 6 months pregnant.
I am
She says, it worries me. I've been having nightmares that disturb my brain, and I want him arrested. She says, I get nightmares of the incident, and I told my mother that it is worrying me, so I want him arrested. It is a criminal offense in Ghana to have sexual relations with anyone under the age of 16. Offenders can face up to 25 years in prison. But the man who got Mary pregnant is still walking free in the community because the incident has not been reported to the police. The police believe a lot of rape cases in low-income communities go unreported because parents are more concerned about financial support for victims than the man who is normally expected to provide financial support is convicted. In Mary's case, the man who got her pregnant promised her parents he would provide financial support for Mary through the pregnancy and pleaded with them not to report the incident to the police. Asare Bedia, coordinator of the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit of the Ghana Police, hopes a proposed domestic violence bill currently before Parliament will facilitate conviction of men charged with rape and create a mechanism for government support of these girls and their babies.
There's a provision in the memorandum which will take care of those people who have such problems, like the man has been convicted and sentenced to imprisonment, the child has come out, how is he going to be taken care of? Such things will be taken care of by the government.
Letitia is 14 and already a mother of a 10-month-old. She wants to go back to school, but her grandmother, who takes care of her and the baby, has asked Letitia to find a job. More than 20% of girls drop out of busy school in Ghana every year. It is not known how many of them are pregnant, but the number is believed to be high, according to Victoria Donko, Acting Director of Basic Education.
I can't give you the actual figure, but I can give you a typical example of what happened during the just-ended BEC examination. When we went around to monitor, we realized that the girls' rate of absenteeism was higher than those of the boys, and the main reasons that were given were that they were pregnant, either pregnant or they have just given birth. That's why they were not able to write the examination. So that can give you a rough idea about the percentage of dropping out of school as a result of the girls getting pregnant.
Rights advocates have criticized the education authorities for compounding the problem by implementing a policy that allows heads of schools to dismiss girls who become pregnant. Recently, there have been reports of girls being forced to undergo a pregnancy test. Nana Oyelita, director of Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, wants the practice abolished.
When I read my law, what I can say is that their right to education is being violated, especially because they are a vulnerable group. And we have not collated data in this country on how many of these female students who are dismissed from school because they are pregnant, how many of them are able to go back to school? Find out that not many of them are able to go back once they are dismissed from school.
The Education Service defends its policy, saying pregnant girls are kept out of school for their own health and safety and are allowed to come back to school after delivery. However, Analita says the government needs to do more.
There's one thing just saying, you know, the rhetoric just saying that they can get back. What provisions have we put in place? Because the girl gets pregnant, she has to take care of the baby, she has to provide food, her economic status comes into place, and she also has to pay school fees. So what sort of environment or what sort of situation do you create for such a girl to still be able to attend school?
Ghana is a state party to international and regional conventions and charters on the rights of the child to education. Human rights advocates say the government, given this rule, should be protecting children's rights. FM Dobie for VOA News, Accra.